We're back on the local beat with O'Brien. It is brought to you, as always, by our friends over at Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street here in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And somebody we trust each and every Wednesday morning here on the morning show to bring us some local news, whether good, whether bad. Doesn't matter. Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram joining us on the hotline. Dave, how are we doing today, sir?
Rocco, buddy. I'm doing all right.
Fantastic, Dave. Fantastic. I know you're excited about that Austin Hedges signing a couple of weeks ago for those guards, right? Hedgy back in town, but not what we're here to discuss this morning. We'll save that for off the air. What we're here to talk about the upteenth time here on the local beat, we're talking radios on the radio. As I'll read the headline here from Owen McMillan. This was in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Elyria officials say county not hooking up its new radios. Boy, oh boy, the continued drama with the radio system here across Lorain County. Dave, what's the latest here?
Yeah, on the emergency first responder radio front, basically Elyria Fire Chief Joe Pernesti, Police Chief Bill Pelko, Mayor Frank Whitfield called on Elyria County. I'm sorry, I said Elyria County. I meant Lorain County. Lorain County Commissioners. been a long week, as you can imagine. But sure. Lorain County Commissioners to honor their word and activate these L3 Harris radios that the city of Elyria had purchased. I won't go into too much of the backstory, but basically, it's going through the court system. It's being sorted out. You know, the county's chosen another radio system, saying it wants this kind of infrastructure, while all the first responders say they want these particular radios. And they just want to make sure that if, you know, the county doesn't turn around and change its mind again, that the Board of Commissioners doesn't vote a different way, that they'll still be able to use these radios that they've paid out a good amount of money for. And that was the case, you know, on Monday night in front of Elyria City Council, where the officials and the mayor basically said, hey, you know, we just want to be able to turn on these radios that we've purchased, several hundred thousand dollars of radios especially, you know, Joe Pernesti, the fire chief in Elyria, is very into this topic, very hot on this topic. I will have more about that this coming week, if you read the Chronicle Telegram. But now I'll quote Pernesti, the mayor will confirm that we have been beating our heads against the wall trying to get the county to hook us up.
Wow.
And now there's a lot of technical jargon and a lot of technical things behind the scenes that need to happen before all of this happens. But basically, the L3 Harris radios, which that system is owned by Cleveland Communications Incorporated. Again, they're suing the county in federal court over for allegations of breach of contract that the county has denied. But Pernesti needs to be able to hook into Lorain County 911 and plug in their radios, if you will. I'm oversimplifying this entirely, but plug in their new radios, and plug that wire into, you know, from the old radios into the new radios, and then make it work so that they can respond to crashes and fires and heart attacks and things like that. And they're just saying that the county's really just sort of dragging its feet, for lack of a better term. Now, County Commissioner David Moore is saying that there are licensing and ownership issues related to the use of, you know, one system versus the other. Elyria and CCI in the city of Avon, which had the FCC licenses for the radio channels in Lorain County that are being used by Cleveland Communications, need to figure out what's going on between them before the county steps in and before the county can hook up Elyria Fire to its 911 system using the new radios. Again, we're bouncing around, leapfrogging from issue to issue. Again, a lot of technical issues, a lot of issues of jurisdiction, a lot of issues of what the first responders prefer as preferred by the county. I've gone over an awful lot of this. I know Owen is dipping his feet into the issue as well, dipping his toes into this lake of radio, the radio controversy. Still a restraining order in place, by the Chiefs Associations, the Fire and Police Chiefs Associations over the county taking a vote on whether or not to go with this Motorola MARCS system, MARCS. That's an acronym, for multi-agency radio communication system, used by a majority of counties in the state of Ohio, and 150,000 first responders and county and state and local officials. It's a big issue going on right here in Elyria, and basically the Elyrians just want to be able to hook into the system.
And Dave, you said, if I'm not mistaken, if I heard you correctly, you'll have more on this in the coming, what, days, you said, right?
Yeah, and I actually, even in today's paper, a big meeting between the chiefs and some county consultants, and then probably more down the line, depending on what okay. There's some issues that need to be worked out in court. So please, keep looking at ChronicleT.com and picking up your Chronicle Telegram print edition to find out more about the ongoing radio controversy.
Yeah, I have a feeling we'll be talking first responder, radio world a little more often here on the Local Beat in the coming weeks. But stay tuned is, I guess, where we'll have to leave that for now. Another story I wanted to talk about with you this morning, Dave. This one also in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram comes from Carissa Wojtek. Headline, Lorain starts the Clean and Lean program to remove excessive trash debris from properties. All of this in an effort to pretty much spruce up Lorain, kind of reading through the story here. What's the latest from Carissa on this, Dave? Pretty cool story, I thought.
Housing inspectors watching some workers pull bags of trash and hoses and junk tires and junk junk lawnmowers and all sorts of things and sticking it in the back of a U-Haul. You know, this is all coming out of an abandoned property on West 18th and Oakdale Avenue up in Lorain. And you know, these professional guys going in and cleaning out these abandoned houses. Getting all that garbage and just other junk out of those places where it's piled up, and then landscaping. I mean, it's obviously we've got snow on the ground and we've got colder temperatures, so not an awful lot of landscaping that you can do. But basically, a lot of things that the city is doing to clean up and handle these abandoned properties, and whether the property is occupied or vacant, but it has problems. Property owner is notified, given time to clean up any nuisance, trash, garbage, any parts of the property that need fixed, boards put over doors and windows and entrances so people can't be squatting in there, or, you can't have illegal activity or drug activity. City contractors then clean the property, if that's not done or after it is done even, and then they do what's called abating the property. And any work that the city contractors do is added to the owner's property taxes. So it helps, it helps make sure that people maintain their properties for the health and safety of people, either walking by or just the neighborhood, for the property values. Better property values can help lift people up. And the city housing inspectors went through the city and figured out which properties to add to a demolition list that they keep. Cited anybody that needed cited with housing code violations, and then added a list of houses to this clean and lean program, where if city comes in, cleans it up, puts a lien on your property taxes. So far, yeah, there's been many thousands of dollars worth of work done. The city had done about $15,000 worth of work for the cleanups that began on Monday, and that's going to go on the property owner's property taxes. So it's an enticement, to keep your property clean, just basically, and it's a small amount of, the lien against the property. I mean, it's big when you're talking property taxes, about $850 or so against each property. But that kind of depends on the work that gets done and what the city crews need to do, what the housing inspectors need to do. So that can be a lot for some folks who just kind of let their properties go, go a little bit. And any residents in Lorain who want to file a complaint with the city about excessive trash or debris can call 440-204-2045.
There you go. So the Clean and Lean program well underway in Lorain. We'll keep an eye on this moving forward and see exactly what this does across the city. Again, you heard the number from Dave. I'll reread it here for you. 440-204-2045. Again, 440-204-2045. You got to file a complaint with the city about excessive trash or debris. Again, we're talking this morning with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. It's the Local Beat brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, you told us a little bit about what we can find in the CT this week. What else are you and your colleagues working on as far as upcoming stories go?
Oh, we're still working on toy drives for throughout Lorain County, and coming up real quick here on a deadline to file if you want to run for public office in the March primary. So we'll be having stories, stories about that, stories about, pre-election coverage coming out and that kind of thing. And, some news out of that Owen's writing out of Elyria City Council. raises on the table there for the mayor's office, for the law director's office, and for finance director, vetoed by Mayor Frank Whitfield. And but then he was overruled by council. So so some more fun out of Elyria from Owen. Check that out. That'll be an interesting story. And yeah, whatever else we're working on will be in ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
Pick up a copy of that CT today. You heard the man, folks. Or if you're not a fan of that physical copy, that's okay, because you can find that digital e-edition online for subscribers at ChronicleT.com. All righty, Dave, before we get out of here, we got to end with one of my favorite segments of the week. We know this by now. What is the scanner story for this week's Local Beat?
Well, we're going to go back out to our friends in the Western Bureau.
Oh, boy.
Again, my buddy out in Boulder, Colorado, my friend Mitchell Byers,
yes.
who posts a lot of fun scanner stuff.
Come on,
and,
Mitchell.
He had this gem from the other day from about 2 weeks ago. Officers responding to a crash and, quote, there are two people sitting in lounge chairs next to the vehicle.
The old lazy boy 4x4, huh? Like that's
Know, I mean, if your car is disabled and you got a pair of lounge chairs in the back and you're waiting for the cops to show up, not comfortable sitting in the car, sit outside the car, you know?
Wow.
Pull up a chair.
Wow, that's next level. I wonder if they show up to like youth soccer games with those things too, right? Like forget the lawn chair and all that jazz. No. Next level. We've got lounge chairs. Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Man, I love our trips out west for these scanner stories. I'll tell you that much. So again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or find that digital e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time as always, my friend. And hey, have a very Merry Christmas to you and yours, as we won't be speaking again until after the holiday. Of course, we'll be back before the new year. But have a happy holiday, and we'll be catching up again here soon.
Absolutely, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas to everybody out there in Radio Land, and we'll talk to you later.